words have power. We know that well, I should think. And we know it well because it's throughout Scripture we see that words have power. Right in the beginning of Genesis, God speaks creation into life. And Proverbs tells us that our words have the power of life and death. And you just need to see that by the way that you can speak to a small child, and to be honest, the same way that you can speak to you and I as adults. When we encourage and we bless, we grow, don't we? But when we put children down, or we are put down ourselves, we get crushed, our spirit gets crushed. Our words, your words and my words, have power. And so this morning, as we continue in this series of teaching on different forms of prayer, we are teaching into prayers of declaration and of blessing, but really this whole sort of dynamic of what it means to declare. Now, I have to admit that we talked about that we're all different personalities, we all have different preferences. Some of us could like to go into those quiet places, and that's where your prayer life is really, really nurtured, and in which case we're drawing you into other forms of prayer to experiment and to try out. Some of us like to be a little bit more sort of noisy in our prayer, and I love prayer of declaration, because you can strut up and down just declaring things noisily and vocally, and it's just a really active way of praying. And it's one I personally love. It suits my personality a little bit. And declaration is calling things into being. The other day, I may have told this story, but I ended up losing most of the car keys in our household. And we were down to one, and really thought that if we lost that, then we were really in crisis. And I had prayed before, but I hadn't really had an answer to prayer. And so I thought this was enough as enough. And so I got Alice, who's my 11-year-old, and we said, come on, we need to really put this into action. So we just declared that the keys would come into the light. Out of darkness and into the light, we'd find them. And you know what? In the coming hour, we found all three. It was absolutely fantastic. Over the years, we've got four children. At different times, there have been difficulties in their friendship groups at school, as we all have difficulties in our friendships groups. And if you're a parent, you'll know it's a real angst when your children start having challenges with their friends at school. And so it's not uncommon that we, Emma and I, my wife and I, have got together and said, you know, we really need to not only live this in prayer, but we, you know, there are many ways of praying, but one of the ways we pray is to stand and say, Lord, we're not going to have this disunity, we're not going to have this argument or this bickering or whatever it is. And so, Lord, we want to lose agreement, we want to lose love, we want to lose unity over their relationships. And we then see those relationships come back together again. That's the or some of the testimony of my experience about loosing and declaring prayer. So, what do these two passages tell us about declaration? Just looking at the Ezekiel prayer passage initially. The context of the passage is that the nation of Israel has been shattered, it's into exile, it's a broken nation. There's no sense of identity and being and a sense of purpose of where God is in their lives. And so there's no hope. They've lost the land, they lost their identity. But here in this passage, God engages one of the prophets, Ezekiel, and speaks to him through this vision of the dry bones. God asks Ezekiel, look, here are all these dry bones, can they come alive? Well, the sort of answer would be no, they're dry bones. But Ezekiel said, well, only you know, Lord. And of course, we then see the fact that he prophesies over these bones and they come back to life again. And it's an image of the hope for the nation of Israel, that it would be restored. The nation of Israel would come back to life. There was a future for them. And as one commentator said about that passage, the prophecy provides an extraordinary insight into the life-giving capacity of God. Into the life-giving capacity of God. To a people whose life seemed to be over, a declaration of new life was made. To those whose existence had become a form of living death, new horizons of hope were revealed. And how were they revealed? By the prophet's words of Ezekiel. Now, I don't want to focus this morning on the context and the story of what is going on in that passage. What I want to focus on is the dynamic relationship between God and Ezekiel. What's going on? Well, God invites Ezekiel to prophesy over the dry bones. God tells the prophet to declare life over the bones. It is Ezekiel speaking the words of life that releases God's power over the situation and brings those bones back to life into a vast army. Right here is a deeply significant spiritual principle, which is both humbling for each and every one of us, as well as deeply empowering for each one of us. We all agree, I hope, as believers, that we are servants of the Lord. We are servants about doing God's business in the world, are we not? We are his hands and feet in the world. To use St. Paul's language, we are ambassadors of Christ. Go and do a mini think about what it means to be an ambassador on earth, if you're the ambassador of Great Britain in another country. The power and the influence and the representation that you have if you are an ambassador. Think about what that means for you and I if we're the ambassador of Christ on earth. Do we agree that Scripture says that we are co-workers with Christ? I hope you do. I hope you do. God is over all things. He is the source of all life. He's the source of all power. And he's the source of all hope and of joy. But generally, but not always, but generally, that power, that life, that hope is released through us as individuals, through us as the church into the world. God is the source, but we release it. We enable it. And that's what we see in this passage. God gives Ezekiel the words to say. He gives the faith. He gives the power, but it is Ezekiel who releases it by doing the prophecy. It's his work. And there are many examples throughout Scripture that give this, illustrate this spiritual principle. Let's leap to that New Testament passage. There's a different language, but the same principle. Let me read a couple of verses. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Now, actually, the original tenses and words in that translation is that what you bind on earth has already been bound in heaven. And whatever you loose in heaven, whatever you loose in earth has already been loosed, and whatever you bind has already been bound. That's actually a purer translation. Again, I don't want to look at the context of what's actually going on in that particular passage, except what is the dynamic that's going on between heaven and earth. It's the same. We again see the spiritual principle of God's speaking word, God speaking, us speaking God's will into being. In this case, it's the language of loosing, i.e. bringing into life, calling into life, and binding, stopping something that's going on. The principle is the same. Let me step back for a moment, just to remind us about prayer generally. All prayer is relational. It's that conversation with God. It is rooted first and foremost with our eyes fixed on God, not on the world around us, not on ourselves, which so often becomes the center of everything. Actually, it's all about God being at the center. It's relational, and our eyes need to be fixed on God. And so being rooted in God and centered on God, that's where the ability for us to declare, to loose and to bind comes from. We are speaking God's will into a situation. We are about God's business. We are about building the kingdom. That's what we're doing. Not about us. It's all about what God wants to do. And so we listen to God. We understand what God's will is in a situation, and then we can declare it. Then we can loose it. Then we can speak by using our words. I find this incredibly empowering. I'll come into it in a moment, but it can be uncomfortable as well. But when we loose, we are declaring into God's, into a situation, God's word by faith. So we can declare healing into a place where there's sickness, because God wants to heal. We don't always see it, and there are many reasons for that, and that's for another time. But we can declare healing into a situation, because that is God's design and desire. We can declare God's blessing or restoration into a broken relationship, because that's God's passion and desire for that situation. We don't have to have in those situations, a particular word from God, because that is the nature of God and His goodness. But often we do need to ask the Lord, well, Lord, what in this situation do you want us to loose or to bind? This is a wonderfully empowering and powerful prayer tool to use in all our situations, in all our front lines. Think about what you could be praying for if you've got children at school, and you could be declaring things over that school. Not just blessing, but more specific things into that school. If you run a business, you can be declaring blessing into your business, or you could be declaring into being the growth of your business. And what God wants into the relationships, into your business, or into the context. We can be declaring into unity over the churches in Malvern. We can be declaring that God's word would be flow through, and God's spirit will flow through our town and our communities. We are the hands and feet that release God's power into the world. It is God's power. I love another, let me give you another example from scripture, which I love the story of Moses. The Israelites have left Egypt, or they've just left Egypt. They're going out into the desert, and they're being chased by the Egyptian army, aren't they? And they come up against the Red Sea, and they feel trapped. And so the people say, oh gosh, why shouldn't we stay in Egypt? We've got the army that's is chasing us. Moses, do something. So Moses says, it'll all be okay. And then he goes to God and says, God, help us. And what does God do? He said, why are you crying out to me? I've given you the staff, lift it, and the waters will part. God turns around to Moses and says, why are you crying out to me? I've given all that you need. Now you just need to release it. And of course Moses lifts his staff, the waters part. That's the same with us. We have the full authority of heaven at our access as long as we are in line with God. Now there are dangers, and I want to raise those, because the other day I had a really wonderful conversation with someone. He said, I'm slightly uncomfortable about this whole thing about declaration. We were doing some declaration in our Friday morning prayer group here. And they were rightly asked a question about it. And because if we are declaring things into being for our own benefit, that is just totally way off what God is asking us. And that's deeply sinful and idolatrous, because it's all about us. And there is, many of you will have heard and be familiar with the prosperity gospel. That is so much what is rooted into God rightly wants to bless us. Oh, Lord, give me a bigger house. Give me a Ferrari. Make it red. Favorite color. Lord, give me this. Give me that. If it's all about us and we're at the center, then that is not what God's will is. And we are way out of line from what we are talking about here. This is prayer rooted on the building of the kingdom of God. It is rooted in knowing who God is and listening to what God wants, and then loosing it or binding it. Lord, we're going to stop. I want to bind up the disunity that is breaking this management team up in this business. And I'm going to loose agreement and friendship amongst us as a management team in this business. That's where the practicality comes in. In a moment, we're going to do this together. I told you, we're all going to practice this. It might be a little bit uncomfortable, but that's okay. That's okay. That's where we learn. But I just want to give you the confidence to know that Christ dwells within you and I. Paul gives us 89 times. He uses the term Christ in you, Christ in me, Christ in us. And the fullness of God dwells within us. God sent, Jesus sent the disciples out to heal the sick, raise the dead, the blind see, the deaf hear. The disciples went out. The 72 went out and did it. And what were they doing? They were releasing the kingdom of God on earth. It wasn't their power, it wasn't them, but if they were releasing by using their words. And like Ezekiel, who spoke words of life on over those dry bones, so that those dry bones came alive and into a mighty army. Once again, it was God's power being released. But God needed Ezekiel, didn't need, he invited and wants, because we're in partnership with him, to release those words. But it was Ezekiel, it was Moses who had to lift the staff, it was the disciples who went around healing. And it's the same for you and I. So, what I'd love you to do is to, in your heart, in your mind, think, is there an area in your life, in your business, in your community, in a relationship, where it feels a bit dry, or it is broken? And in a moment, I'm going to invite you to be brave, to speak words of life into that situation. I invite you to stand. Now, please, if you're uncomfortable about this, don't do anything that you don't want to do. Please don't. But equally, just work out whether that's just uncomfortable because it's unfamiliar, or for whatever reason, you absolutely don't want to. That's absolutely fine. Okay? But the other thing about declaration is that it is using our voices. We are using words. We are using words. And therefore, actually, it does mean that we need to be brave and be able to speak out. But do not, please, do that unless you're comfortable and you're happy to. I'm not trying to push you to do something, but I want to encourage you to try something if you've not tried it. So just for a moment, think of that situation. And then, in a moment, encourage us to speak out words. It might be just one word or powerful declaration. If you feel really brave to shout out the words, you might want to speak the words or just whisper them under your breath. So let's just do that for 30 seconds. We'll just speak life into the situation that are on your heart. So let's go. Lord, Heavenly Father, just declare hope and life in that situation. Lord Jesus, may they come to know that you are the life of God, the source of your life and salvation. We then pray that they would be their life. Do you come to know that you love them, love them, you are the source of our life. Lord Jesus, we declare that we have no care. And we all said, Amen. Please take a seat. I invite Nick to come up and continue to lead us in intercession. So I just encourage you, in those places, to continue to speak words of life over those situations and others that you come to, and know that you're releasing something powerfully.